This is the WGXC Weekend in Review for May 15th, 2017. I'm Alana Medlock, sitting in for Phil Grant. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, May 12th through Sunday, May 14th. Diane Valden reported in the Columbia paper, Columbia County Acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols did not let Salvatore Cassino out of the Columbia County Jail following a hearing May 8th, but could do so on May 18th. The Larchmont, Westchester County resident has been behind bars for 258 days and has spent 19 years battling local officials over violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at his Copake Valley farm, located along the east side of Route 22 in Copake. Cassino is currently in jail for failing to obey a court order to remove more than 9,600 cubic yards of illegally dumped solid waste from his 300-acre Copake property. Town officials will inspect the property soon, and Cassino has hired a new attorney. The Times Union reported New York is expanding its fight against the emerald ash borer. The invasive beetle has killed hundreds of millions of ash trees in North America, including many trees in upstate New York. State officials said this week they will increase the size of the state's so-called restricted zone to step up the fight against the pest. The emerald ash borer's larva can be moved long distances in firewood, logs, branches, and nursery stock. The state has accordingly created extra rules to control the movement of these items in and out of the zone. For instance, wood chips may not leave the restricted zone between April 15th and May 15th. Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, and Ulster counties are all located within the restricted zone and affected by the quarantine. The Daily Freeman reported the Columbia County Agricultural Society has launched a college scholarship program for students entering any field of study related to agriculture. The society is the nonprofit organization that presents the Columbia County Fair every year. Two $1,000 scholarships will be awarded to two students who have been active in the fair, are completing their senior year at a county high school this year, and will be enrolled as a full-time student in an accredited 2 or 4 year college beginning in the fall. Applications must be submitted by August 1st. Information is available at columbiafair.com. Casey Seiler reported in Capital Confidential former Congressman Chris Gibson's book, Rally Point, Five Tasks to Unite the Country and Revitalize the American Dream, from the 12 Publishing House, will arrive in stores October 3rd. The book, quote, looks past the 2016 election, past the finger-pointing and conventional political thinking, to focus on clear primary principles that conservatives must debate and defend to protect the future of America, end quote, according to promotional materials. Gibson is a former colonel in the U.S. Army, and the Kinderhook Republican served 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. He is currently a visiting professor of leadership studies at Williams College. Josefa Velasquez reported in Politico New York, upstate New York has a shortage of practitioners able to certify patients for medical marijuana use, according to the State Department of Health. Nearly a dozen counties had no certified practitioners as of May 8th. Columbia and Greene counties are among 13 other counties with only one certified practitioner. Patients eligible for medical marijuana includes those diagnosed with cancer, HIV or AIDS, ALS, Parkinson's, or chronic pain. As of early May, there were 1,000 practitioners able to certify the more than 18,000 eligible patients in the state's program, which has been criticized for its restrictive nature. Rosa Acheson reported in the Register Star, the Livingston Town Board will vote May 25th on a local law that would ban future mining activities by Red Wing Sand and Gravel and other companies in the town's residential district. The local law would change permissible land uses under the town zoning law. The board action follows an 8-month mining ban, which was enacted following several months of discussion and public hearings. Livingston Town Hall was filled to capacity last week with residents who came out to support the new local law. Livingston Neighbors Association President Joe Sweeney submitted a document to the board with more than 160 signatures, 65 testimonial comments, and several letters in support of the proposed law. In addition to Red Wing, there are 5 active sand and gravel mines listed in Livingston, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Claire Hughes reported at Capital Confidential, with mosquito weather approaching, state health officials are cautioning New Yorkers to take care against Zika, West Nile, and other mosquito-borne illnesses. There have been no cases of Zika from infected mosquitoes in New York, but residents have contracted the disease after traveling abroad. Health Commissioner Howard said avoiding unnecessary travel to Zika-affected areas and use of insect repellent are two of the most effective tools to fight the virus. Zika is linked to a birth defect in babies born to pregnant women infected with the virus. The state offers blood and urine testing for pregnant women anytime during pregnancy. And Jeanette Wolfberg reported in the Columbia paper, the Hudson Board of Education honored the high school's robotic team at its May 8th meeting. The team, under the guidance of technology teacher Jack Bayer, made it to the semifinal level of a competition held in Suffern, Rockland County, which included teams from Turkey, Ecuador, Britain, Puerto Rico, and New York City. The team also made the quarterfinals in the Tech Valley Regional Competition. The team built a robotic machine that was able to move through wiffle bats and suspended itself from a horizontal pole. And now for the weather. A chance of showers today before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. The forecast for Tuesday is sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Partial clouds expected on Tuesday night with a low around 54. Wednesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset will occur at 8:09 p.m., leaving us 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight. This has been the Weekend in Review for Monday, May 15th. I'm Alana Medlock, sitting in for Phil Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.